Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. If the meaning of life is everything, then how can we navigate what I call the field of everything? How do we dive into pure potentiality? Principle 1. The deeper you go, the more power is available to change things. This simply means that the subtle levels of existence are more powerful than the gross or material or physical levels of existence. Even, you know, ordinary science will tell you that it is subatomic particles, force fields, gravity, all these intangible things that are much more powerful than the physical universe into which they manifest. We know from our own experience, thoughts, which are ephemeral and evanescent and transient, are more powerful than actually anything physical. You can be tortured by your thoughts, you can be happy by your thoughts. Same thing is more about emotions. Same thing is about feelings. Same thing is about imagination. The subtler levels are more powerful. So all of reality flows from more subtle regions to more gross ones. The subtlest region, according to modern science today, is the quantum vacuum. And then from there, subatomic particles, and from there, atoms, and from there, molecules, and from there, the rest of the physical world. That's the objective way of understanding that reality is flowing from subtle regions to more gross ones. We can call this, depending on our orientation, the top-down or the bottoms-up approach. So top-down means starting from everything and ending with nothing, and bottoms-up means starting from nothing and ending up with everything. Whether it's a thought or a feeling or an emotion, the source is still one. Call it quantum vacuum, call it pure consciousness, call it the field of all possibilities, call it the superposition of all space-time events, call it quantum entanglement, call it Ein Sof, Allah, God, or just I am. Same thing. So reality is always flowing from subtle regions to more gross regions. The easiest way to change anything is to first go to the subtlest level of it, which is awareness. Awareness is the most subtle level of existence, even prior to any thought, any feeling, any perception. When we get to that level, then still silence is the beginning of creativity. And once an event starts to vibrate, it has already begun to enter the visible world. That's the fourth principle. The third principle was the easiest way to change anything is to first go to the subtlest level of it, which is awareness. The fifth principle, creation proceeds by quantum leaps. The beginning of an event is simultaneously its ending. The two co-arise in the domain of silent awareness. Particles emerge and subside at the same time. Thoughts emerge and subside at the same time. Perceptions emerge and subside at the same time. That leads us to the fifth principle, which is that creation proceeds by quantum leaps. A quantum leap is when a particle moves from one location to another without going through the space in between. And the same is true of our imagination. We imagine one image, and then we can imagine another image without going in between the images in a transition of images. It's called a discontinuity. Between two images is silence. Between two thoughts is silence. Between two perceptions is silence. So that leads us to the sixth principle. The quantum leap is just the gap between the two experiences. Sixth principle, the beginning of an event is simultaneously its ending. I just mentioned that. and the two co-arise in the domain of silent awareness. Seventh principle, events unfold in time but are born outside of time. So time is the offspring of that which we call the timeless. Time is the child of that which we call timeless. The easiest way to create is in the evolutionary direction, because evolution is spontaneously evolving in the direction of more creativity, more coherence, more possibilities as actualities. And since possibilities are endless, this brings us to our ninth principle, which is, since possibilities are endless, evolution never ends. Evolution is like a never-ending horizon. And then the tenth principle that naturally follows is that the universe corresponds to the nervous system that is looking at it, because the nervous system is the instrument of observation. Exploring these conditions is the way you create the meaning of life.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Thanks once again for listening, and let's continue our conversation tomorrow.